A conference sponsored by the Antiretroviral Access for Africa organization is focusing primarily on challenges to delivering ARVs to victims of HIV/AIDS. But organizers noted similar challenges face those trying to help victims of tuberculosis, malaria, and other infectious diseases. They suggested that developing better systems to fight AIDS would also help the struggle against other diseases. Project manager Estina Chidzanira of ARV Access for Africa, which stockpiles and delivers medicine to African governments experiencing unexpected shortages, says such shortfalls often occur because of lack of information.
The major problem that we currently face is accurately forecasting and quantifying what a country requires. And the main reason for that is that we don't have enough information. Even if we have that information, it's not reliable.
Chidzanira says governments need to establish reliable systems to determine who needs antiretroviral medicine.
Once you know where the people are, you quantify and see how much they require. And then they have to work with an organization with expertise in distribution and logistics. Then they will be able to send the items to the places where they are required.
But she says many government health ministries lack the human resources and expertise to carry out the research and logistics needed for a successful ARV program. Another problem is ensuring medicine sent to Africa is of good quality, has been approved for use in that country, and is used before it expires. Jennifer Erie is a program manager with Supply Chain Management System, which helps African governments build agencies to oversee sustainable supplies of good medicines.
They can set up quality systems such as pre-qualification requirements, vetting suppliers, making sure you check their dossiers to make sure that they also do their own quality testing. And if your country can't afford it to do your own quality testing, refer to other organizations across the continent who have done the testing and refer to their testing evaluations.
She says some countries, like South Africa, are relatively efficient at licensing medicines, but others find it challenging.
We are working hand in hand with regulatory authorities and countries to help build their capacity. We try to bring in efficiencies to show them how within their process they can reduce time and cost to process more applications so that they create a bigger pool of medicines available that could be registered locally.
The head of South Africa's HIV Clinician Society, Francois Fenta, says the obstacles to effectively delivering ARVs vary from country to country.
In some countries, corruption is obviously a problem. In other countries, just not having the management systems to deal with distribution of medication or provision of services is an issue. In South Africa, certainly the problem here is systems failure, that we have enough money, but we don't have the systems to administer it in a cost-effective manner.
He notes that donor fatigue is also a problem, but says African governments can counter this by devoting more resources to healthcare.
When we throw up our hands and say we're a poor country, we need more resources, we need donors to come to the table, there must be a recognition of the fact that we have taken choices. We have funded other projects, grand projects, over and above the health of our people. And we need to take some personal political responsibility as a country for the fact that we need to increase the amount of money that we're actually giving to the health system.
He notes that African governments have signed a declaration pledging to dedicate 15% of their budgets to health care, but he says even the richest of them have only reached about half of that goal at best. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.